Hey, welcome to another edition of On Mic with Jordan Rich. I would be he. On this podcast, conversations with actors, announcers, writers, musicians, voiceover artists. Hey, it's all about performance. And today, a well-known celebrity, someone we sort of grew up with, America's mom, Marion Ross. Yes, Mrs. Cunningham, or Mrs. C to some, who appeared before us on TV for well over a decade in a little show called Happy Days.
Oh, I'm a little confused. I guess I've been working too hard. Listen, we'll discuss this while you're making dinner.
Did you hear that, Richard? Men are not the only ones who work hard, Howard Cunningham. After I fix your breakfast in the morning, who do you think clears the table and washes the dishes and scrubs the floor in there? And dusts and vacuums and does the laundry, irons your shirts, and mends your socks, and then chauffeurs Joni around, and then does the shopping, and then starts all over again so she can have dinner for you when you come home from hanging around the hardware store all day. Who, Howard? Who?
But there's so much more to her story. Marion's memoir is entitled My Days, Happy and Otherwise, and takes us on a journey from her early childhood in Minnesota to Hollywood in the 1950s to television sitcom fame and beyond. And now, my conversation with Marion Ross. What a treat it is to talk with the lovely and talented Marion Ross. Welcome to my podcast, Marion.
Well, hello, Boston. I love it.
Do you have any connections to Boston, by the way, before we get started?
Of course, I do, because my daughter went to Emerson.
Well, that is a very good connection and a fine school.
Not only that, I was very, very, very close to the Wolfs. You know Bob Wolf, who was the sports attorney for all the athletes?
A fine man, one of the most respected agents in the business, absolutely, yes.
So, believe me, I met a lot of famous athletes when I would go to visit them, I'll tell you. In fact, I can remember going down to the basketball on the field, the Celtics, you know, and people coming up, Mr. Wolf, what do you think about the bird tonight, you know, or how's the bird? Larry Bird, you know.
Well, that's two great connections to Boston. I was wondering, had you ever done theater in Boston along the way in your career?
Well, I have. We did Arsenic and Old Lace there at your theater there. We took it from Broadway, and I was with Gene Stapleton, so I love Boston.
Well, we want to talk about your book, My Days, Happy and Otherwise, and about the life of Marion Ross, and everybody within the sound of our voice is familiar with Mrs. C from Happy Days, your shining moments on TV, but there's so much in the book that I wanted to talk to you about, including your early days in Hollywood.
Well, and you know, Ron Howard, my son Ron Howard, wrote the foreword, so it was very lovely, and all the cast wrote a little things at the end, telling how much they love me.
Oh,
you know?
That's nice. Let's talk a little bit, though, about your early days, because you're a Minnesota girl, I guess. I was reading about you, and getting into Hollywood to star next to, or stand next to, or be in the same room as Humphrey Bogart or Jimmy Stewart in the Glenn Miller story, that's just, for me, very, very cool, Marion.
Well, you know, when I was 22, I ran off in college and got married at 21, San Diego State. So this woman who had connections in Hollywood took me to Hollywood. She took me to 20th Century Fox and introduced me to people, and she was my, just was there for me. Isn't that something? So that's how I got up there right away because otherwise I would have tried to go to Broadway.
And Hollywood was a different place then, certainly enough. And you, as mentioned, appeared in such great films as Lust for Life, The Glenn Miller Story, Sabrina. These are legendary Hollywood products that will live forever. It must be kind of neat to think about that.
Well, and The Glenn Miller Story. Yes, in those days, everything happened on... So I was at Paramount. Everything happened on the lot. All the movie stars were there. They all had apartments there. They could spend the night if they wanted to. Edith Head was there doing all the costumes. C.B. DeMille was there. He had his office. I mean, this was the early 50s. It was a perfect time to be there.
What's it like to nestle up next to Lauren Bacall or Bogie or Jimmy Stewart? Are you able to control yourself or what? I'd be a bundle of nerves.
It was hard on me because I felt, boy, I felt invisible. I'm very well brought up. I'm very shy. You know, a lot of actors are sort of shy. And so boy, people were getting ahead of me all the time. It was not comfortable to be there at all. No, I never could think of anything to say.
Now, you've got a great career in television, but it doesn't always start out at the top. What was it, Love American Style, that was the primer for Happy Days? Is that how it all got started?
Exactly. It was just an episode of Love American Style. And just at that time, the interest in the 50s was very hot. So they said, we're going to give you $1,000 as a hold to hold you, but we don't know what we're going to do with this. So I went off to the Globe Theater in San Diego and did a play, did Summer and Smoke. And meanwhile, somebody comes to me with the newspaper and they said, oh, I see in the paper that pilot that you made sold. Really? Oh, wow. So that was the beginning of that.
Happy Days, of course, is legendary for creating these indelible characters. But did you all have a sense that you had a hit on your hands in year one, or did it take a while?
It took a while. In fact, they came to us after a couple of years, and they said, we're going to pick you up for 2 years at a time. So we kind of got a smell that we had a... In fact, one time the writer... The Bill Bickley creating some of this daily work on the set called everybody in his office, and he almost had tears in his eyes, and he said, we all have to cooperate because we have a hit on our hands.
It seems to me that you and Tom Bosley were so perfect in the roles as the parents. Indeed, on the set, did you have a sort of that father-daughter, mother-son kind of relationship with the other actors?
We did. In fact, I can remember we would sit backstage together before the show started because we had an audience out there. We would be all ready, and we would be polite and quiet backstage telling stories. And Tom Bosley said one time, you know, your mother, I said, Tom, I'm not their mother. It was like, oh, really?
And then you become sort of our mother in a sense, because everywhere you go, after a while, people are identifying you as that character. Was that something you took to heart and enjoyed hearing from the fans over the years?
Very, very much. People would stop me on the street and say, oh, you know, you raised me. I said, oh, look how well you turned out. I'm so proud of you.
The cast and the chemistry was so lovely. Let's talk a little bit about some of the people, and you mentioned Ron Howard, who did the beautiful foreword to the book. He just seems to be such a mensch. Everywhere I see his name, there's always something good next to it, whether it's the work or the family. Comment on Ron Howard?
Oh, yeah, absolutely wonderful guy. In fact, he and his daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard, are having a party this, I think, sometime next month. And we're all invited.
Oh.
It's wonderful. And, of course, the great Fonz. I'm very close to Henry Winkler,
yes,
you know?
Yes, he's a nice, nice man.
I talk to him all the time. He's a wonderful man.
Right, right. And talk about Gary Marshall, the late Gary Marshall, because, of course, it's his baby, and he was such a brilliant producer, did so much on TV in that era. Was he fun to work with and for? He seems to be the kind of guy that would like to laugh it up a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong.
He absolutely was. I can remember early, him coming to me saying, it isn't working for you, is it? And I thought, oh, it's my fault. Maybe I can do this better. He said, no, it isn't working for you, is it? I'll fix it. They took the same joke, turned it inside out, you know. We had a softball team. You must have known that we had a softball
mm-hmm,
team.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most wonderful device because it kept the whole cast together all at the same time. And we played softball before all the National League games. And we would play with the media. Well, like guys like you, we'd play with you.
Oh, wow.
Before the game started. And we took the games very seriously. And we met thousands of people that way. It was an awfully good PR idea.
I've got to ask you about Erin Moran, because you've written about this and been interviewed on the subject. And when she passed, it was such a shame, and we all felt we lost a friend, those of us in the real world. But you were close to Erin, I take it?
I was. We all were. But you know, it's funny. She wasn't our child. She was somebody else's child. And even she would forget that we weren't her real family. So it's show business is tough. Life is tough. It's hard. And so we tried to help her, but we couldn't. Mm. We couldn't. Mm. And it was heartbreaking to all of us because she was a darling, talented, wonderful girl. And it's almost like, don't put your children in show business, maybe. Yeah. Maybe don't do that. Unless you're Ron Howard's parents.
I was going to say, Ron Howard is definitely an exception. He stands out as the ideal guy, and he got through it. My Days, Happy and Otherwise, your new memoir, is, well, just what it says, Happy and Otherwise. Did you find it, as many people do, a cathartic release to talk about things that are painful? I mean, at this point in your life, and God bless you, you're living a beautiful life. Was it helpful to write this stuff at this point?
Well, I certainly didn't want to, you know, but my son was the one, my son, who is Jim Meskimen, an actor, wonderful guy, he kept bringing this David Laurel to my house, and they would, you know, finally get me talking, and they would write everything down, so that I finally got caught up into it myself, you know, but it wasn't my dream to write a book.
Now that you've done it, though, looking over the fact that it's a published book and people are reading it and getting a lot out of it, are you happy the way it turned out?
I'm very happy about it, and I'm very realistic about it. I mean, when you go into the bookstore, everybody's got a book, don't they? Do you have a book?
Not yet. I'm working on it. No, I'm too busy interviewing people who have books, to be honest with you, Marriott. But, you know, it's interesting, though, at this point, for people to understand a full life, it really puts things in perspective, because the television life, the television world is fantasy. It's not real. We go on our daily lives and work and pay the bills, but we forget everybody in television has to do the same thing to a certain extent. They live real lives, too.
Yes. You know that I call my house, where I live, I call this Happy Days Farm.
Ah. Why not?
I do.
There's another thing I've got to ask you about before we wrap up here, and that is the fact that you have done a lot of voiceover work, or some voiceover work that people have heard, certainly on SpongeBob SquarePants and King of the Hill.
Yes.
I'm a voiceover guy, and this podcast is kind of partly about people in the voice business. Tell me how much fun that is to do a cartoon like SpongeBob. How much fun was that?
Well, I had no idea it was such a big deal. You know, I thought, sure, I hardly knew what SpongeBob was. You know, so I said, I'll do this, play SpongeBob's grandma, you know. But, you know, my son, I don't know, his name is Jim Meskimen. In
yes.
fact, he has a commercial running right now. He is George Washington being towed across the freeway by...
Oh, that's been running on the Olympics. That's a great spot.
Yeah, that's my son, Jim.
Oh, my goodness, he's great in that. That's a standout commercial. Geico, I think, isn't it? The insurance people?
It is Geico. It is Geico. Yes. That's my son.
Oh.
And my daughter was a writer-producer on Friends. Wow. And she's now creating a new pilot.
So it's a family business.
Well, not that I encouraged it. And they saw it. They saw it up close. You know, they saw that it wasn't easy.
We've been talking about Mrs. C, but there's another mom on TV that you played sporadically, and I personally think you killed it, and that was Drew Carey's mother on the Drew Carey show.
I know. It's so funny because he called and he wanted me to play his mother. It was his choice. Well, what was interesting, then I go to do this show. And guess who's playing his girlfriend? Was Shirley Jones. My feelings were hurt. I said, why do I have to be the mother?
Well, I suppose in acting, anything's possible. But, yeah, I do remember those. And that show had a wonderful sort of wry touch to it. And you had that sparkle in your eye. It just looked like you were having a blast doing that role.
It was unbelievably just fun, honest to God, really.
Well,
yeah.
It's interesting in terms of television these days, there's so much fragmentation and people watch TV when they want to on all the various pay channels. But in the old days, when I was watching a lot of TV, we had three stations and one of them featured Happy Days and it was non-miss. Do you remember what day of the week Happy Days ran for the most part, Marion?
Tuesday.
That's
Tuesday,
right.
Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Tuesday, 8 o'clock, right.
Oh, my
then
God.
Everybody would, well, I'm sure all the kids would go to school the next morning and talk about Happy Days. Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm going to be shortly talking with Anson Williams in a few weeks. Can't wait for that. Potsy, of course. You've just revealed this and given credence to the fact that you guys do stick together and still had a nice relationship over the years.
Oh, we do. We do. We're very fortunate because you don't keep in touch with all the actors that you've worked with all your life. You just don't. But this, I think because of our softball team, you know, we travel all over the country before, you know, big league games. And then we traveled to the East German border and played softball with the U.S. infantry.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe that? And when Happy Days was all over, the very next morning, we all got up at 5 in the morning, took a plane to Okinawa, and played softball with the U.S. Marines.
So you guys must have had a pretty good team. And what position did Mrs. C play?
I played Rover in softball. Rover makes me laugh because I had a uniform. I had my own shoes. I had my mitt. I had my own bat with my name on it, you know. And I could hit good. I could hit good. So I would run with my arms up in the air, way up. So they would overthrow first base, right? And I could get on. Well, then I'd get on.
Wow, the secrets of softball revealed by Marion Ross.
But then the guys could get me in.
You know? Having you on as a guest, you're such a delightful lady, and I've followed your career for years, and I'm thrilled you've got the book, but actually that you sound so spry and happy and excited to be here with us today.
Well,
I really
know,
appreciate
it. Thank you. I'm very old, you know. I'm very old. I'm 89, or will be. I will be 89. So we'll see how long I can last.
I just think of Betty White, who's not slowing down an instant, and you got to catch up with her, that's all.
I do, yes. Well, I've enjoyed talking to you so much.
Oh, you're a delight, and I knew you'd be as lovely as described in all the literature I've read about you, but thank you, and I hope My Days, Happy and Otherwise by Marion Ross goes right to the top of the bestseller list. It should be fun reading for everyone and very provocative and sensitive and important reading as well. So thank you, lovely Marion. It was delightful to meet you.
You made my day, darling. Thank you.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums.
You've been listening to On Mic with Jordan Rich, a podcast produced by Chart Productions. Just click the Jordan Rich podcast link at chartproductions.com for more. Please subscribe, download, rate, and review us on Apple and any other podcast platform. Hey, it's great to be with you as always. Thanks for listening. Have a terrific day.